It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we are cheering Leeds United on to the Premier League. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And we are back on the Premier League beat, Vishal, just like Leeds. Of course, Leeds are back after 16 long seasons. But we are back.
Ah, I was a teenager then. Life was so much better than simpler.
In fact, life was so much simpler that Liverpool had not even won their fifth European Cup or Champions League back then. It was that long ago.
Oh, good Lord. there was no Ronaldo and Messi in the mainstream yet.
So a lot has changed in football, but of course, we will talk a little bit about Leeds United a little later on the podcast. In the meantime, we join you in this podcast at a time when the English Premier League season is finally winding down. We did not think we would get to see that time. It's been quite astonishing, to be honest, in terms of logistics and all that, Vishal, that the FA have and the EPL have almost pulled it off in terms of at least completing the season.
Absolutely, yep. Credit where it's due. They've managed to control the situation very well, and I think kudos to the players, to the managers, to the entire setup for really pulling this off really well, because it could have gone down south really quickly. So credit where it's due, I guess.
And that means that we are in that position where we are beginning to look forward to next season, Vishal. And I recorded a podcast immediately after Liverpool lifted the title, or the title was confirmed, back when Chelsea played City. And back then, it was more of a slightly romantic perspective of the fact that Liverpool have just won the league. But it's time to put the Soccer Sense meters on and the Soccer Sense lens on this. Because I think we are at the position now where we can examine it a little more critically and set it up for next season. Because much as we would like Liverpool fans to enjoy the title, and we are not here to rain on their socially distanced parade, but at Soccer Sense, it's our duty to bring a little bit of scrutiny to what's going on. So, Vishal, just to put the season in perspective, Liverpool could have gotten a record number of points. They still can get a record number of wins, or equal the record number of wins. They had a few other streaks going that they kind of missed out on. Finally, losing to Arsenal 2-1, where the game went. Arsenal had lost so many points from winning positions under Mikel Arteta, they decided to completely flip the playbook and say, why don't we get in a losing position first and see if we can turn it around?
Well, Liverpool assisted very, very heavily on that frontier at least.
And Liverpool with a record number of attempts, but got only one goal. And more astonishingly, there were two mistakes, which is not something that has been characteristic of Liverpool.
So like one of my friends said, there's the Liverpool we all love, where plenty of chances and giving away the game to Australia. That was a throwback into a, it almost seems like a very distant memory of a very old Liverpool. But yeah,
But that is exactly what happened, which kind of reminded us now, Vishal, they can't get to those 100 points, which could have been a record, or rather more than 100 points with which they could have broken the record. They, of course, won the league with 7 games remaining, which is astonishing. But just to put things in perspective, couple of stats that stand out. Number one, they are on pace to score fewer goals than they did actually last season, and potentially also finish with fewer points than last season. They've lost more games than last season. They have won more games by one goal than last season. Who can forget the game at Aston Villa where they got 2 goals right at the death after they were trailing 1-0. So there have been a lot of situations like these. Of course, credit to the team to have come through. And of course, this is the kind of champions performance you expect. But on the longer scale, it sets things interestingly up for the next season, because Liverpool are not tear away favorites to defend the title. Like you always say, Vishal, winning the title is easy. Defending the title is difficult.
Absolutely right, and I think if you ask Pep what one of his biggest achievements would be throughout his managerial career, I'm sure he would call out last season, right? Because to defend your title not only in the way that you did, but against a squad like Liverpool, who were right up till the end, right there, right, and you won the league by 1 point, and that's exactly how difficult, and that's the pressure that you need to go through while defending the title, because every mistake costs you more than just the game, right? You're losing the title at some level. And the title you hold. So you're spot on when you say it's about defending it. And you're right. I think while they've had some bit of luck that you need to win a title, right? And I think the most successful teams have those great 1-0 wins to really take the title home. And I think Liverpool have managed to do that this season. And in some way, I look at that as something that they've learned from last season, right? Where last season, as spectacular as they were, they couldn't grind out those 1-0 results and led to a lot of draws. And this season, they avoided that at least till recently. So, I think they learned a lot from last season, but now is the real test, right? Because let's be clear, Liverpool are still not favourites. And if Man City is strengthened to one or two positions in that team, they immediately become favourites simply on the fact that they have so much depth in that squad, right? They will go back to a situation where they have two world-class players every position. And that's a scary situation to be in, irrespective of who you are. So, I think Man City will come back with a vengeance, man. I think Pep Guardiola made a couple of glaring mistakes this season with respect to not strengthening his defense, with respect to not accounting for injuries during the season, and that led to a certain level of depth missing, right? And he seems to acknowledge it. He seems to be clear that he needs to strengthen four positions in his team. So, it's going to be a tough season. There are other teams strengthening as well. Well, I think that's still a journey for the other teams, namely Chelsea or United, or I'm not talking about Arsenal at this point in time, or Spurs at this point in time. So, but I think Chelsea will be the immediate threat. But again, that's a journey, because this is going to be the first time that squad is going to be playing together. So, between City and Liverpool again next season. But I think City will start favourites with Pep Guardiola having a point to prove.
And I think Klopp does understand that, because he's mentioned it many times that City is just simply the best squad out there. And in terms of balance, in terms of depth, they possibly might be actually outgunning Liverpool. And speaking of those grinding results, Vishal, we have just seen an example from, of all places, the La Liga, where Real Madrid have shown how defensively strengthening themselves has allowed them to, when the La Liga resumed, they were 2 points behind. And they win the league with, I think, a 4-point margin and a couple of games to spare. So that just tells you what champions need to do.
See, what a lot of modern managers, a lot of modern football administration forget is the basics, right? The basics will never change, no matter how much a game evolves or how forward we go, right? Because defense is what you build a team on. Defense is what you build a squad on. And no matter how many goals you can score, if you cannot keep clean sheets, you cannot win. You cannot win the league. You cannot win trophies. You cannot win titles, right? And I think that's what Zidane's previous successful stint was built on, where, let's be honest, there would not be a Casemiro in Real Madrid if not for Zidane, right? The first thing he did in his first stint was bring Casemiro into his team and play him in front of the defenders, make his defenders look better than they are. At the same time, he did the same thing again, where he came back and put the focus on defense, put the focus on keeping the ball and being responsible on the ball and playing to the strengths of their midfield. And look at the results. You can buy as many attacking players as you want, but if you do not have a half decent defender on your side, you are not going to win anything. And ask Liverpool, everything that this built on is on their defense and VVD, right? And Alisson on goal, and that's purely it. And look at Man City. The reason that they have not won this season is the number of goals they conceded, which is very, very unlike them, right? And it's as simple as that. No matter how you want to dissect it, it comes down to the basics, and the basics is that you need a good defensive lineup to really win anything.
And of course, you could, on a lesser extent, also talk about that in terms of Chelsea, whose inconsistent performance has been built around their defense. They are the team which have scored 3 in one game and immediately gone ahead and conceded 3 in the next. So that's
I think Pure lessons to Lampard, right? Well, you can buy all the attacking talent, you can put out all the attacking talent, but if you do not have the players who can keep clean sheets for you, if you do not have consistency in the back, you are going to lose. Because everybody, I think, in Chelsea got carried away to some extent when they beat City once the restart happened. And they said, okay, we've come back from our slump in the early in the season. No, you've not, right? And it showed. Sheffield just took you to school, and it was not one-off goal that they scored. They outplayed you and outlasted you on the field. So, losing 3-0 Sheffield was not fluke at all. So, it's lessons. I think Lampard does realize the fact that he does not have a good defensive lineup. He does not have a great goalkeeper. He needs to make these changes now. It doesn't matter who he brings in next season, right? You can bring in Werner, you can bring in Ziyech. They might score a couple of goals for you, but you're going to concede more anyway. So, doesn't matter.
And again, from a Liverpool point of view, we all know what a weak goalkeeper and relative weakness and lack of depth in defensive players can do. We all remember what the 2013-14 season was like. But Vishal, we go from there and on to the one last story that we wanted to talk about, which everybody has been talking about, particularly because it just happened last night, which was the return of Leeds United to the Premier League. I mean, it's a story full of romance, first of all, because we keep our soccer sense hat aside for a moment and we just put on our Leeds United fan hats to look at it.
Yep. What a great moment, right? Like 16 years away from football. And I don't know how many the modern day the people who've started following football recently, if they realize the impact of Leeds United and the impact that they've had on not just English football, but in European football in general, right? Be it the great managers that they've had in the past, be it the great players that they've had in the past, be it the great rivalries that they've brought to the table. I remember growing up, waiting for the United versus Leeds game, right? That was after Liverpool, possibly one of the biggest rivalries that we look forward to, saying, okay, this is going to be one of those games where we're going to have tackles flying in, and it was just not a rivalry, right? It was a rivalry for not just to understand who was the better team, it was actually for the place in the table in itself, right? And yes, things did go wrong, administration did go wrong. Leeds were one of the first clubs to really show us the negative side of financial mismanagement in football, and look at how long it's taken them to recover from that, right? Like, it's been a good 10-year journey to recover from that, and another 6 years after that to really come back to the Premier League. But last night was a good night, I think, for football in general and English football in specific, for Leeds to come back to the Premier League. There was this whole, I know you remember it for sure, where the kid holding up, "We will be back" when they got relegated. Yeah. They did a whole piece on where he is now and he's holding his kid and standing. And I thought that was so beautiful that, oh my God, 16 years later, a kid who stood with a poster saying "We will be back" is now coming with his kid, right? And that's the romance of football. That's really what a lot of football is built on, right? It is almost generation to generation. And for Leeds to come back, I think add so much more flavor for clubs, for teams to be going back to Ellen Road and playing at Ellen Road will be so beautiful. And let's not forget the fact that Bisla is their manager. Pep Guardiola looks up to Bisla, so
he's an absolute obsessive when it comes to analyzing and micro-analyzing the game.
Absolutely. I don't remember who said this last night, but I think as soon as they said how would Bisla be feeling right now, they said he's already looking at the last 500 football games in the Premier League and making evaluations of what he needs to do next year. So it's going to be great. I'm not going to look at the performance side of things. I'm not going to look at the squad, the depth for now. I'm just really, really excited for Leeds to be back in the Premier League. And I think I hope they stay. I hope they come and run this in a sensible manner. I hope they learn from their mistakes. But yesterday was a good day for football.
And like you said, it's been a hard year. So, you know, the romanticism of a Liverpool ending a title weight, somebody like a Leeds ending a title weight. You were just reminded of that side, because some of it gets lost in modern football, where a lot of the chase seems to be about honors and stats and things like that, that people tend to forget. That there is a side as well, the human side of the game. Not to mention Wycombe Wanderers in the middle of the week, where they managed to get up from League Two to League One. To the championship. And there was a great story in there as well. So we look forward to these stories in the upcoming season. But Like we said, in the serious business of coming back to the Premier League and having to defend the title, I think Liverpool have a lot of ground to cover, and it shall be an interesting season to look forward, Vishal.
Yes.
Two-horse race, obviously, but there are a couple of ponies in it in the form of Chelsea and United. You would never know what they might bring table. And let's not forget Leicester City either, although they have been fairly inconsistent. The key things being that these are the clubs who could spoil somebody else's party as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything that anybody who's really expecting United and Chelsea to win the league next season is really setting very high expectations. Because let's be clear, they might be getting better, they might be improving squad-wise, but they're still a long way away from being a championship team. And being a championship team involves a lot more ingredients. It could change, right? You could bring in a couple of players, but I still think it's very rare that two fresh squads would win the entire league immediately. So it will be interesting to see how that that happens. Because, and also to do with the fact that Lampard and Solskjaer has never never won the league in the Premier League, right? While they might have done it in the Championship and in Norwegian football, it's a different ball game here. So that experience is lacking as well. And so I think you're right. They might be the party spoilers as such, but I think it's still a two-horse race, and City's to start favourites.
Okay, very interesting. And of course, we will be bringing you this entire season, and we'll be following it very, very closely on SoccerSense through our unique SoccerSense meter lens, because we always, like we said, we put the emotion aside and look at it a little more critically. And I think we are the only podcast in the podcasting world around right now who are putting City as early favorites for next season.
Yep. You're pretty right there.
But we stand by our assessment, because that's what our outlook is about. That's about all the time we have for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at SenseSoccer, or download our podcast from any of the podcasting platforms that you use. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal. Shall we pray for United next season?
We shall see that later. Let's celebrate Leeds for now.
See you guys next time.